1330 WHBL, Sheboygan. News, talk, sports. A service of Midwest Communications. Now, from the WHBL newsroom, here's Rusty Melberg.
Good afternoon. News time, 12 noon, 13 degrees outside, a little cooler than this morning following the early morning snows. We'll stay cloudy through the rest of your Wednesday. Authorities have released the names of the two young men killed early yesterday as the result of a rollover crash in the town of Mimi, north of the Manitowoc-Sheboygan County line. Damon Ryan has more.
Sheriff's Deputy Inspector Todd Herman said a preliminary investigation indicates a pickup truck operated by 29-year-old Justin Wieberdink of Sheboygan was traveling east on County Line Road shortly after 2:30 a.m. when he lost control, entered a ditch, then overturned, colliding with a tree in a house. Wieberdink, along with a passenger in the truck, 26-year-old Jonathan Ingram of Manitowoc, were killed. Both men were wearing seatbelts. A second passenger, a 29-year-old Sheboygan man, received what was termed an incapacitating injury and was transported to Theta Clark and Nina by Eagle 3 helicopter. A check with authorities this morning indicated his name has not been released. Green said alcohol and speed were factors in the early morning crash and full toxicology tests are pending. I'm Damon Ryan reporting from Manitowoc for WHBL News.
A 17-year-old Hartford area boy is under arrest for allegedly stabbing his 20-year-old brother to death yesterday afternoon. Washington County Sheriff's deputy said the two got into an argument and the stabbing victim was flown to a hospital in Summit where he died while undergoing surgery. The teen faces a possible charge of first-degree reckless homicide. Other details were not immediately released. The Sheboygan Water Utility is asking customers to assist in preventing frozen water laterals. Superintendent Joe Trueblood said they have received 15 calls in the past week for this problem, an increase from last year. He blames the colder than normal winter.
The frost is going deeper and deeper into the ground. We've got instances where it's down to 5 feet or deeper, and that's about the level of some water services or water laterals in the city.
Trueblood is recommending customers to run a stream of cold water from a faucet no wider than a pencil during nighttime hours. While this will add around a dollar charge for every 8 hours done, he sees that as avoiding potential problems in the future.
We look at it as kind of an investment. We don't want anybody to lose water and have the aggravation and the expense of having to get it thawed.
If you do suffer a frozen water lateral, you can contact the utility at 459-3800, pressing extension 2. The Sheboygan County Sheriff's Department has released the dispatch tape connected to a deadly vehicle chase in the town of Holland last week. 49-year-old Stephen Lutz of Germantown died after he led officers on a chase last Wednesday. The vehicle was pursued west through Utsburg and continued on County A at a high rate of speed.
We are out of Utsburg now. Speeds are approaching 90. He is at 32 already. It looks like he's turning. My speed is 100, and I'm still not catching up to him.
The chase ended when Lutz's vehicle left the road off Decker Road east of Adel.
Copy. Power pulled on. I did not copy. Is he still in the car?
The vehicle is obviously totaled. However, it is still running.
The driver, Lutz, was ejected from the vehicle and died at the scene. The incident remains under investigation by the State Patrol. Edited dash cam video of this chase can be found online with this story on our website, WHBL.com. Some surprising statistics released by the Fond du Lac Fire Department yesterday. A record 79 times they administered Narcan last year, 37 times for drug overdoses, 13 times it ended up saving someone's life. Assistant Chief Todd Jancart says while they like to see people's lives saved by their personnel in administering Narcan, it also humbles them that there is a problem in the community. Jancart said 4 people died of overdoses last year in Fond du Lac and 3 of them died of heroin overdoses. Wisconsinites are having their say today on Governor Scott Walker's proposed $500 million tax cut. The Assembly's Economic Committee will hold a public hearing on the package that would cut average property and income taxes by $177 over the coming year. The money would come from an expected state budget surplus of $1 billion, and Walker and many of his fellow Republicans say the taxpayers should get most of the excess back. Democrats and others have proposed other uses for the money, like bolstering state aid for public schools and job training programs, and covering a structural deficit expected in the next budget. The top 10 consumer complaints in Wisconsin last year saw telemarketing leading the list once again. Sandy Chalmers of the State Division of Consumer Protection says it's no surprise.
It's been at the top of the list since the law was enacted back in 2003. Number 2, landlord-tenant. 3, telecommunications, cable, and telephone. 4, identity theft. 5 is home improvement. 6, we had a number of complaints about airlines this year.
Other categories on the top 10 list involved gas pump accuracy, motor vehicle sales and repairs, and contests. Overall, there was about 10,500 complaints, a 4% increase from the year before. And the latest winter storm to impact a large part of the country only scraped Sheboygan County this morning. However, it did cause some problems. Mike Kinzel described the scene in downtown Sheboygan this morning.
We only got about an inch of snow, but man, that was enough to make things pretty slippery, the greasy type of slippery. So I guess I can't stress enough, slow it down coming to stop signs or coming up behind cars and ignore the dirty looks you're getting from the car behind you because you're going so slow because it is very slippery.
The Sheriff's Department and Sheboygan Police reported a number of incidents of vehicles sliding off roadways, but with no major injuries. No more threat of snow, but cold weather for the next several days. For today, cloudy skies, highs, we've probably reached them already in the mid-teens. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows near -3, wind chills could get as low as 20 below. Only a high of 7 expected tomorrow. Currently 13 degrees as we head back to Rush Limbaugh here on 1330 WHBL at 1206.